And welcome back on Husker Radio, KODY, KX104, and the Hawk 98.5. It's Tristan Winder. Glad to sit down in the studio with Rebel Saclocha, 2023 Miss Rodeo Nebraska. Rebel, congratulations, and thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks, Tristan. I'm excited to be here.
Now, Rebel, for folks that haven't had the pleasure to meet you before, give us a little bit of background on yourself, please.
Yeah, so I grew up in Hays Center, Nebraska. I graduated from Maywood High School in 2018. From there, went on to the University of Nebraska, where I graduated in December with my degree in agricultural communications, and now I get the opportunity to pursue my childhood dream of being Miss Rodeo Nebraska, which still feels a little strange to say, but I'm very excited to be in the position.
It has to feel a little surreal, doesn't it?
Yeah, I met my first Miss Rodeo Nebraska when I was 8, so now I'm here as a 21-year-old getting to live that dream, and so it is a little surreal, but it's really cool to especially get to interact with the younger kids, because I know that's really what inspired me to be here today.
Now, you've got that rich background in the sport of rodeo, obviously. What else do you remember other than the interaction with our lovely queens and rodeo royalty when it comes to the sport?
Well, you know, I got my first horse. I got started in the 4-H program, actually. And so I just remember the first time I crawled on my old paint horse, Tano, just how thrilled I was and what a cool sensation that was. And I was just hooked right away. And so I don't think you could peel me off from that point on. And then, you know, I've just had the opportunity to be involved in so many great organizations that have allowed me to foster that passion. The university, I was on the Husker Equestrian Team and part of the UNL Rodeo Club. And then I also had the opportunity to have a radio internship through KRVN and host a Western Lifestyle podcast through them. And so I've just been afforded so many great opportunities through the Western industry, and I'm excited to get to pay it forward.
I think a lot of folks were able to really enjoy a lot of your work with the rural radio station too and their association. I know I really did too, especially the podcast you did recently with Coach Cook.
Yes, that was a lot of fun. So believe it or not, Coach John Cook has 2 horses, and he's actually learning to rope. So during our interview, I walked in, and he had a roping dummy on the volleyball court. So
and you didn't know he was going to have a dummy there?
He's very committed. I was not prepared for that, but it was a lot of fun.
Oh, he's quite the guy. I hear he's on a bit of a Western kick recently, and
yes.
John Baylor, that does the play-by-play for volleyball here on the station, too, and throughout the state, is on a bit of that Western kick, too. Those two are kind of like two peas in a pod.
Oh, definitely. They're hooked, and, you know, John sent me a text the other day of a picture of his horses at his place in Wyoming. So they are well taken care of, and I don't think he will be leaving this realm anytime soon.
Now, good. We're blessed to have him here, that's for sure. So, Rebel, let's talk a little bit about the Nebraska Land Days this year. Obviously, this is probably one of the most Nebraska Land Days festivals you've ever had.
Yes. You know, I've been coming to Nebraska Land Days for as long as I can remember, but it's really cool to get to experience it from this perspective, and obviously so grateful for all the hard work from the Nebraska Land Days Board, the Buffalo Bill Rodeo Committee, and David Fudge of Nebraska Land Days. They really work hard to give us a great experience, and I've just been so blessed to be on the receiving end of that.
Now, this isn't your first time being a participant, though, over at the Nebraska Land Days celebration, right?
Yes. So I competed for the title of Miss Teen Rodeo Nebraska actually 3 times, one on my 3rd try, and so I had the opportunity of being Miss Teen Rodeo Nebraska in 2018. So now I'm just continuing that experience, but, you know, the skills I learned in the teen program definitely transferred to the Miss category, and just all the skills I've obtained, you know, public speaking, interviewing, thinking on your feet. Obviously, the horsemanship knowledge I've gained is invaluable, so I owe a lot to the Miss Rodeo Nebraska program.
Now, let's talk about the difference between Miss Teen Rodeo Nebraska and Miss Rodeo Nebraska. Obviously, this is a title you've held recently, and the title for the 2022 year belongs to a couple of siblings out from the Columbus area.
Yes. So, we're fortunate that we get to have both a Miss and a Teen program here in Nebraska. The Teen primarily travels to amateur rodeos across the state of Nebraska, and the new Miss Teen Rodeo Nebraska, Callie Troyer from Hershey, her reign actually starts now, whereas I have a 6-month lady-in-waiting period. So I won't officially take over as Miss Rodeo Nebraska until January, but then the majority of my travels will be to professional rodeos across the state of Nebraska, and then I'll also have the opportunity to travel outside of the state and across the country. So some rodeos I'm excited to attend would be Pendleton, Oregon. I get to go to Kissimmee, Florida, Houston. You name it, I'll probably be there. So I'm really excited for those adventures.
And you'll be competing for Miss Rodeo America too, right?
Yes. Doesn't that sound a little crazy? So not this December, but next December, I'll compete in Las Vegas for the title of Miss Rodeo America. And I don't think I'll ever not be awestruck meeting Miss Rodeo America. Haley Fredrickson joined us for the rodeo this year. So yeah, that'll really be a surreal experience. You know, people have the Super Bowl and they have their fantasy football leagues, and I have Miss Rodeo America every year. So it'll be a lot of fun, but definitely strange to be on that stage.
We are so blessed here in the western end of the state too, where we can be heavily involved in this in a number of ways. I think that a lot of folks enjoy seeing our rodeo royalty out at the Buffalo Bill Rodeo and throughout Nebraska land days, and I don't think we realize what a blessing and a pleasure that is.
Yeah, you know, the North Platte area is so supportive of the program, and western Nebraska and the Sandhills, you know, just really gets behind us. But I'm also really excited to make some trips to the eastern side of the state, visit some schools in Lincoln and Omaha, and really bring rodeo and agriculture to an audience that isn't quite as familiar, you know, strengthening partnerships with people who know and love this way of life, but also opening the door for people who aren't as familiar.
I was giving your rodeo queen colleagues a bit of a hard time a couple weeks ago when they came in with Ruth, because one thing I like about the Buffalo Bill Rodeo is we make our rodeo royalty do a little bit of work. Not only are you asked to go throughout the arena showing some of our sponsorship flags and a part of that grand entrance, but we also make them clean and sweep the arena quite often. So are you up for that task at other rodeos too?
Oh, absolutely. That's, you know, that's something that's commonly asked of us, is to clear the stock out of the arena. And it's fun to be able to help out in that way. And really, you know, there's no limit to the things that you can get asked to do as a rodeo queen. Some strange things. I actually got to judge the mutton busting the other night at the arena.
How
so
cool.
So that was quite the experience. I didn't want to crush any young children's dreams. I don't think I did that, but we get to hang out and we get to help out in every end of the arena. So that's a lot of fun.
Well, Rebel, take us through the Nebraska Land Days Festival for you this year. Obviously, we know you've been competing in this. So take us through what it was like specifically last week before receiving the great honor and being unofficially crowned, being named the Lady in Waiting.
Yes. So the pageant began on last Sunday, and that began with horsemanship. So the horsemanship contest is obviously really important as a rodeo queen, especially as Miss Rodeo Nebraska,
sure,
because I will rarely, if ever, get to ride my own horse. So I need to be well-versed in my horsemanship skills and in all of that knowledge that comes with it. So the Miss Rodeo Nebraska Association does a great job of trying to mimic the Miss Rodeo America pageant as closely as possible to prepare you for that. And so I actually didn't ride my own horse at the horsemanship competition. I was given two draw horses. I completed a pattern on the first one, and then we did rail work on the second one.
Okay.
And the judges were really just looking for proper equitation skills, knowledge about, you know, horses, equine anatomy, diseases, things like that. And then the next day we transitioned to our personal interviews, which was a lot of fun. But we definitely were a very current event heavy. And then
nationwide or statewide?
Yes, both state and nationwide issues.
Awesome.
So believe it or not, we have to be well versed on those things too. And then the speech competition was that Monday evening, and they also made a change to the speech competition where we had to give an impromptu speech. I was given four topics and 10 minutes to prepare a 2-minute speech, which was a little nerve-wracking, but the good thing is I'd like to think that I can talk to a bucket if I need to. So it ended up being okay, but great practice, of course, for Miss Rodeo America. And then the next day we had our horsemanship interviews, which was an opportunity to delve in more to that knowledge piece of things. And then we had our fashion show, which is a fun element. We did an arena wear outfit as well as a Western elegance gown. And then I answered two onstage questions. One was more fun, and then the other one was also on that current events side. And then, of course, I just got to enjoy the rodeo on Wednesday night. So that was a long-winded answer, but there really are lots of elements to the pageant, all very necessary and a lot of fun as well.
And Rebel, you were crowned Lady in Waiting, was that Thursday evening?
Wednesday evening.
Wednesday evening. So tell us about the excitement and being out there in front of your home rodeo in a lot of ways and receiving that honor and the excitement you felt with that.
I watched so many Miss Rodeo Nebraskas make their first ride that it was almost bittersweet because I was so excited to do it. But, you know, it's only a few minutes or a few seconds. So it was really cool to get to soak that in. And like you said, this is basically my local hometown crowd. So getting to be surrounded by so many people that I love and adore made it that much more special, too.
Yeah, how awesome. So as the lady in waiting, what does the next year look like for you?
Yes. So this period of 6 months until January will essentially entail all the prep work for my year. So I'll meet with a consultant for to get my shaps made. I'll solicit most of my sponsorships.
Now, obviously, you already have a good amount of sponsors, Rebel, but if there's anybody out there that wants to help out and be a sponsor now, they could surely still do so.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We're actually, you know, just beginning that process and determining what the different sponsorship levels look like. But of course, if you're interested in being a sponsor, you can just shoot me an email. MissRodeoNebraska2023@gmail.com will be the best way to get in contact with me, and really excited to pursue sponsorships this year in a mutually beneficial way. I'd love to add value to your business and certainly appreciate the help going up and down the road.
Absolutely. Rebel, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I don't think so. I'm just, you know, I have been overwhelmed by all of the kindness and helpfulness that I've received through, you know, the entire North Platte community has just been so gracious to me the past week. And I'm so excited to obviously represent Nebraska, but also to represent the sport of rodeo and the industry that has taught me so much throughout my life.
You're an ambassador for the sport of rodeo in an official capacity now, but also for the state of Nebraska too. So
yes,
it's quite the responsibility, but quite the honor. And I know that you'll do it well.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, Rebel, we sure do appreciate the time. Congratulations once again. We look forward to seeing you in the studio sometime here again in the next couple of months for another update.
Thanks, Tristan.